House Bill 1082, an act to appropriate money for post-secondary technical education enhancement.
House Bill 1082 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Any remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, before I begin, I'd like to apologize for not being here on the first call of this bill. So I think I'd like to do is to introduce these girls from Gettysburg to these guys from Gettysburg. You probably could sit together. Be all right. Ladies.
Senator.
Is Valentine's Day over?
I think it's over, Senator.
House Bill 1082 came down from appropriations. It was an original request for $1.5 million for our four technical institutes. The appropriators brought it back down to the Senate with a $100,000 cut in there, so we're asking for a $1.4 million appropriation. I'd like to just run through maybe some of the whys for you. First of all, technical institutes are really state institutions. They're regional state institutions. 50% of their funding is tuition. State funds. 40% is tuition and fees. There are no local funds, no local funds, and 10% are federal and other funds. From 93 to 2003, with the use of the GOED, Governor's Office of Economic Development funds, the techs annually got anywhere from $1.5 to $1.8 million annually. In FY04, they had $800,000, so basically 50% of that amount. Projected of $800,000 also in FY05. Since 97, tuition has gone up 20%. Their resources from federal resources has seen a 6.2% increase. Perkins money has actually declined from $4.5 million to $3.8 million. I think the technical institutes fill a very unique role in the educational landscape across the state of South Dakota. I know how members, at least of this Senate, do support our technical institutes. There's no doubt about that. What is the money going to be used for? It is broken out in the following ways. Assuming that we have $1.4 added to the current $700,000 in the general bill right now, we would have approximately, and these are approximate because I haven't distributed the cut of $100,000 across these categories, but about $250,000 will be for new programs. New programs are essential for the techs to respond to the business environment. In Senate Education, we heard about one of the things that is a cooperative agreement between Southeast Tech and Mitchell Tech in the training program involving aluminum welding, because Mitchell is going to have a new plant that will be dealing in creating coolers for heavy equipment. So new programs would be about $250,000. Compensation would be just under $800,000. O&M, operations and maintenance, just under $400,000. And certainly technology would get the lion's share of about $800,000. I don't know what the fate of the bill is. I do know that I have very strong belief that this is money well spent. I urge your support of House Bill 1082. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1082? Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1082. As an appropriation, a two-thirds affirmative vote of majority of the members-elect is required for passage. As your name is called, those in favor of 1082 say aye, those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Aye. Adelstein.
Aye.
APA. Bartling.
Aye.
Bogue.
No.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Genwald.
Aye.
Dunnefin.
Aye.
Early.
No.
Gant.
Aye.
Gray. Greenfield. Hanson Tom. Hanson Gary. Hunstead.
Aye.
Kelly.
Aye.
Klocek. Knudsen.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Hoistra.
Aye.
Hoskin. Lins.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McNinney.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
No.
Sutton Dan.
No.
Sutton Dwayne.
No.
Two bowls.
Aye.
Mr. President, ayes, 29, nays, 4, excused, 2.
House Bill 1082 has received an affirmative vote of a two-thirds majority of the members-elect and is declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. At this time...